This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. More fans will be allowed to watch Nuggets and Avalanche playoff games in person, Kroenke Sports says. State health officials approved letting additional spectators into Ball Arena in Denver. More than 10,000 fans can attend the games. Previous pandemic restrictions limited capacity to about 7,000. The change takes effect immediately. An unusual witness appeared at a hearing chaired by Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette on COVID vaccine hesitation. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
You'd expect doctors and public health experts at a hearing like this, but how about an actor and woodworker? Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation says he wanted to send a positive message about the vaccine to those who might be hesitating. He describes the vaccine as a product of human ingenuity built on decades of work.
Medicine doesn't care who you voted for. The vaccine doesn't take sides unless you count alive versus dead.
While more people in the country are getting vaccinated, DeGette says there's a pressing need to encourage those waiting to get the shot. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State wildlife officials are trying to track down a bear that was spotted wandering around Elbert and Lincoln counties just south of the town of Lyman. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the bear appears to be young and is likely 100 miles away from suitable habitat. Officials want to relocate the bear from the eastern plains to the mountains where it belongs. Colorado Springs at 68, Denver 75. This is CPR and KRCC.